So the epistle for the first Sunday after Easter is taken from 1 John chapter 5. Dearly beloved, whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory which overcometh the world, our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit which testifieth that Christ is the truth. And there are three who give testimony in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that give testimony on earth, the Spirit and the water and the blood. And these three are one. If we receive the testimony of men, the testimony of God is greater. For this is the testimony of God, which is greater, because he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth in the Son of God hath the testimony of God in himself. Please stand for the Holy Gospel. The Gospel is taken from John chapter 20. At that time, when it was late, that same day, the first of the week, and the doors were shut where the disciples were gathered together for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said to them, "Peace be to you." And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples therefore were glad when they saw the Lord. He said therefore to them again, "Peace be to you. As the Father hath sent me, I also sent you." When he had said this, he breathed on them, and he said to them, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whose sins you shall forgive, they are forgiven them, and whose sins you shall retain, they are retained." Now Thomas, one of the 12, who was called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the place of the nails, and put my hand into his side, I will not believe." And after 8 days, again his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Jesus cometh, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, "Peace be to you." Then he said to Thomas, put in thy finger hither, and see my hands, and bring hither thy hand, and put it into my side, and be not incredulous, but believing." Thomas answered and said to him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Because thou hast seen me, Thomas, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and have believed. May their signs also did Jesus in the sight of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing you may have life in his name." Please be seated. The just man liveth by faith. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. The virtue of faith is prominent in this time period, especially after Easter. Because as we mentioned with Easter Sunday itself, if our Lord had not risen from the dead, our whole faith would be in vain. So the faith that we have in our Lord is based on that fact. And so now in this time period after Easter, it's a good reminder to us of the strengthening of the faith that we should have. It's a virtue that is so necessary, especially in our modern times. But even, we can say, even in the time of our Lord. You see, with the Jews, that's because of their lack of belief in the Messiah, that they would persecute those that believed that our Lord was the true Messiah. And so for the apostles, it made them fearful. So that is why then they went to the upper room and they stayed there. But yet, you look at the apostles. For 3 years, they had our Lord with them. Our Lord preaching to them, our Lord instructing them, the miracles that they would see, the parables that our Lord would give to them. And so our Lord told them that he would raise himself from the dead on Easter Sunday. And so there was still that lack of belief, that lack of faith that even the apostles had. And that is something that I think is very important for us to even see. As I mentioned, just obviously the need for the faith, the virtue of faith in our modern times. But we also see that lack of faith that the apostles had. And the struggle that they had even at that time because, well yes, our Lord died on the cross. But yet from that, our Lord had promised them, He had appeared to the holy women. He appeared to then the apostles. And yet, we still have St. Thomas, who doubted all of that. That for Thomas, he must see our Lord. He must put his hands into his side. must touch his wounds in order for him to believe. And so this lack of faith that was even in one of the chosen ones, the apostles. I mean, when you think about it, during Holy Week, the lamentations of Jeremiah, the famous lamentations where he lamented over the fact of Jerusalem and his lack of faith and his lack of trust in God. And he asked, when will it convert back to God? You know, when will Jerusalem come back again? And so he lamented at that time. And as I say, you can see how a lack of trust, a lack in belief in God has been something that has been with the church for all times. And so these lamentations that he made, he was asking for them to convert back. And it's interesting how our Lord then would even lament over that fact of how they would then lose the faith. The temple would be destroyed. And so in some ways, the same lamentation can be made for mankind today, and the lack of faith that we have. You know, just as we can look at the apostles, they had the public life of our Lord. We have the gospel accounts of that. We too see all of the miracles, all of the parables, all of the words of our Lord. And yet there is a lot of times a lack of faith in us too. And yet our Lord still condescended down, in a sense, to the apostles, to appear to them, to strengthen them, to try to help them. And that's where we can see truly the mercy of Almighty God for our souls. He appeared to the holy women, he appeared to his disciples, he appeared at Emmaus and trying to instruct them. They were blinded by the fact. I mean, even to the point of where they questioned and wondered about our Lord. Because they didn't recognize who he was, and they was like saying, are you the only one that didn't know what took place just now with the crucifixion of our Lord? And that is interesting how our Lord then explains sacred scripture to them, all of what must take place. But it's only at the point of where he breaks bread with them, when he stayed with them, and then he leaves, that they recognized who that was. They were amazed by his knowledge of scripture. They were amazed by the fact of what he explained to them, of why everything had to take place the way that it did. And that was something that our Lord also, he gave to the apostles and explained to all of them, of this is what must take place. This is what must occur in order for the Son of Man to be resurrected from the dead, to go into glory. And yet even with all of the explanation, all of the things that were done, the apostles still were fearful. They still did not believe. And so that's where we can see truly the mercy of Almighty God coming down and appearing to them and trying to strengthen them even at that time. Even after they were to reject our Lord in a way of how they were so fearful and did not believe what he had said, his words, our Lord still shows them his mercy towards them to strengthen them. And in this case with the apostles, when he first appeared to them, he breathes upon them. He gives them the mission that they have. He said, I give you the mission that my Father gave me. But he gives them the power to forgive sin. So even with their fearfulness, even with them not, in a sense, believing our Lord's words after all he had done for them, he still comes out of mercy toward them and gives them this gift for them to carry on, to continue the work that we all benefit today because of what took place. But then even more so for Doubting Thomas. Because Doubting Thomas, yes, the apostles say, we have seen the Lord. And so for him, it's like, nope, I won't believe it. Unless I have the proof right before me, I won't believe. So again, an illustration of the mercy of Almighty God. He comes and appears to Thomas just for the benefit of Thomas. And he says to him, Thomas, now you can believe. Basically, stop your, incredulity. You do not believe in me. Now you must believe. I am here for you. But it's interesting to see how our Lord also reproaches Thomas. I mean, in a way, reminding him of the fact of what I have told you to believe in. And that belief is a belief, obviously we think of our faith as a belief in the things unseen. So that's where we can say there was a lack of faith for the apostles. Because our Lord had to then appear to them for them to believe in his words. But as I say, what a great gift that is to all of us. Because then you see with his reproach of Thomas, he says, okay, because you have seen, now you believe. But blessed are they that believe that have not seen. That in a way that they believe my words. They believe what I have told to the people. And so that's where for all of us now, yes, I don't think any of us can just come out and say, I've seen the Lord. We might question that anyway if we did come out with that. But it is our belief that we have in the things unseen. We believe that our Lord truly resurrected from the dead after 3 days. We believe all of the things that he said in sacred scripture. But that reproach that he gives to Thomas, in a way, it's also a reproach to all of us. For a lot of times we do have a lack of belief, a lack of trust in God. Whether it's things that happen, things that we can't understand, the state of the world, the state of the church, or even in our own lives, the crosses and trials that we have. Yes, it requires from us a great faith, a great trust in God. But that goes back to the fact of our Lord's words. And the words that we must believe. And so that's why it's so important for us to try to understand what this lesson is all about. This lesson that is given to us, a strengthening of our faith, showing the mercy of Almighty God for us, of his willingness to give us, to hand down to the apostles, the ability to forgive sin. So then when we fall from sin, we have a chance to come back to it. I mean, that is what we must try to take from this and understand from this low Sunday. The proof of God's mercy towards our souls. Not just doubting Thomas, not just the apostles or the holy women, but it's something that is carried down for all mankind. For all eternity that these words will be written. And that is to strengthen our faith. To help us when the times come where it's difficult for us to believe or difficult for us to have a trust in God. We come back to this fact, we understand this, and then that helps us to believe. And that is what is so vital to our spiritual life. It's yes, when things are going well, things are, you know, doing well for us, it's easy to believe in God. It's easy to serve God. It's easy for our prayers. But what happens when things become very difficult for us? There's temptations, there's crosses, there's trials. Things are not going the way that we have planned. That is the real test for all of us. Just as it was a test for the apostles, and what happened? They go fearful because they're afraid of the Jews. They're afraid of being punished. And so the same thing for all of us. When the difficulties come, when the struggles come, do we run? Are we fearful of that? But it gives us the opportunity to exercise our belief in God, our trust in God. It gives us that chance to try to illustrate that to Almighty God. Because as I say, when things are going well, it is very easy to serve God. But when all the crosses and trials and things hit us all at once, how easy is it for any of us? But that is the real test, that is real proof of our trust in God, our belief in God. So very clearly we see the mercy of Almighty God for our souls. One, through giving the opportunity for confession, but then the strengthening of the faith of the show to them, this is what I said, this is what you were to believe, now you must believe it. And that's what he tells Thomas, that reproach. you must believe now. Because you said you needed the proof, and now the proof is here. You doubted the words of the apostles, and in a sense you doubted my words, so now believe, because I've come for you. And so that's where we can say the just man lives by faith. One who is justified, one that is proven correct before the eyes of God. He lives by his faith, his belief in Almighty God. And so that's what we must prove to God at this point. I mean, it's a great opportunity for us after we have seen through Holy Week, the sacred Triduum, the beauty of the liturgy and what it brings out to us. And so now the proof for us, yes, is to illustrate that faith that we have in God, that trust that we have in God, that belief that we have in him. And so let us pray for an increase of our faith. Let us be thankful to the mercy of God that he even gives us this opportunity for that. But pray for these graces for your souls. Ask God to help you to have a stronger faith, a stronger trust in God, especially when things don't go our way. Or when the crosses and trials bear down upon us, let us turn to the strong faith that we have. Because that is what will help us through it. It is the supernatural faith, the belief that we have in God, that will strengthen us and help us through all the crosses and trials that we have in life. And so let us pray in this low Sunday for this grace from God. And let us be thankful to his mercy that he has given to us, and that we follow what our Lord has said, by blessed are they that believe yet have not seen. In the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.